Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As we look all around us, as we look at the television, we look at the internet, as we look at the movies that generate millions and millions of dollars of revenue each year, as we look at our nation and our workplace and our home environment and even our schools, we are painfully aware that we live in a world of darkness, in a world of spiritual darkness, where sin runs wild and where it is even celebrated at times. And so it is a fact that we cannot deny. Sin dominates every aspect of this world. But each day, we are expected to get up and to function among the people in the darkness of this world, which is quite a challenge at times, isn't it? So the question is this: how can those of us who belong to Jesus Christ walk through this world without stumbling in the dark and falling into sin? It's a good question, isn't it? And the answer to that question is this: we can only walk through this world without recklessly falling headlong into sin if we belong to Jesus Christ and if we have the light of the truth of the Word of God to guide us. There is no other way. And so, to us, His Word is like a flame. It is like a pillar of fire that illuminates the way in which we are to go, so that we can avoid the pitfalls of sin and of error. The way is well lit by the Word of God, but many times we just choose to ignore that light. Why? Because we prefer our own way. And sometimes that way is the way of the darkness of this world. So each day, we all must choose. Each day we must choose the way in which we will go. A decision that is illustrated in section 14 of Psalm 119, in verse 105 through verse 112. A section that is entitled Nun in Hebrew, the 14th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, a word which speaks of a vow of obedience to the Lord, a vow of obedience to His Word. So here, the psalmist speaks to God in humble adoration, and he says in verse 105, "Your Word, which you have given to me in the Scriptures, gives me light. It shows me the right way to go, and it shows me the wrong way as well, the way to avoid. Your Word is a lamp to my feet. It guides my every footstep along the path of life, so that I can walk without stumbling into sin. And like the light of the sun at the dawn of a new day, it is a light to my path. It illuminates my understanding and it enlightens me so that I can see the danger that is in front of me. So I can see the danger that's all around me. So whether we are in adversity, or we are in prosperity, whether we are suffering in pain, or things are going well in our lives, the Spirit of God lights our way all the way home to the glory of heaven through the Word of God. So in verse 106, the psalmist says, as I look to your word for me, I yield my life to the truth of your word. It has an effect on me. So I have sworn, shaveh in Hebrew, I've made a vow before you, Lord, a promise. And I will confirm it. Cool in Hebrew. Upon this promise, I will take my stand. I have made up my mind that by the power of your strength working in me, I will keep watch over your righteous ordinances and do what is right before you for your glory. Even if it means that I must suffer for the truth. So despite the consequences, it is always right to do what is right. But even now, the psalmist points out in verse 107, I'm greatly afflicted. I suffer for the sake of the truth, because I seek to obey your word. And you know, it seems that the more that we seek to be obedient to the word of God, what happens? The more affliction and difficulties we experience. And sometimes that affliction cuts deeply, like a knife. And so the psalmist calls out to the Lord and he says, revive me, O Lord. Hayah in Hebrew. Restore me. Stir up the joy within me, your joy. The joy that is found in knowing you and serving you. Not according to fear, not according to discouragement, but according to the promises of your word, in which I find comfort and hope and strength. Oh, accept the free will offerings of my mouth, the psalmist says in verse 108. Oh Lord, I have promised these things to you in prayer. Help me to fulfill those promises. And even through this affliction, he says, teach me your ordinances. Teach me the light. Show me the light of your word. Teach me to praise you for all that comes into my life, even the storms of life. For these things are there for a reason. They're there for my good. Even though my life is continually in my hand, the psalmist says in verse 109. What's he saying there? He's saying my life is always in danger. I'm continually on the verge of death. Still, I do not fear. Instead, I offer my life to you. whether I live or whether I die. So I look to you, I look to your word as my rock and as my strong tower. I do not forget your law. Your instruction to me is my guide. I have nowhere else to go but to you. But the enemy of my soul continually prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And so it is a fact that the wicked, he says in verse 110, Rasha in Hebrew, the ungodly, those who belong to the enemy, they've laid a trap for me. Yet I will not be deceived by them, though sometimes their words are smoother than oil. Still, I haven't gone astray, he says. I haven't been misled from following your precepts. For I have inherited your testimonies forever, an inheritance that will never fade away. Your word is a possession more precious than silver or gold. And as we are told in Proverbs 23:5, riches certainly make themselves wings, and like an eagle, they fly away. But he says, in verse 111, your word is forever and ever. It's the joy of my heart. So I have inclined my heart to you. Natah in Hebrew. I stretched out my hands. I've lifted up my heart and my spirit to you, Lord, so that I might perform your statutes, what you have written in my heart from your word, so I might do that forever, so that I might serve you even to the end of my time on this earth. So what should our reaction be to these things? We pray, along with the psalmist, in Psalm 51, and we say, Lord, create in me a clean heart, a heart with new desires to glorify your name, just like you created the universe, a heart that is in line with you, a heart that's obedient to you, and renew a steadfast spirit within me, a mind that is firm and that is stable and that rests in you, so that I might serve you, bring honor and glory to your name, so that I might be a light for all to see in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.